Unlimited. Announcing our 2023 shortlist for the Unlimited UK and International Open Awards. We're delighted to announce the names of the artists and companies who have been shortlisted for our UK and International Open Awards 2023. The UK Open Awards are supported by Arts Council England, Arts Council of Wales, and Creative Scotland. And the International Open Awards are supported by the British Council. The UK Open Awards are 9 awards for disabled artists across England, Scotland and Wales. Meanwhile, the International Open Awards are 5 awards for collaboration between UK-based and international disabled artists. Both awards are open in name and open in nature. We're looking for brilliant disabled artists eager to unlock and unleash their ideas and create a new piece of work. This year, we received a huge number of applications. In total, 484 applications were submitted, with 439 for our UK Open Awards and 45 for our International Open Awards. This first round was for expressions of interest. We asked each artist and company to tell us a bit about their idea. Enough for the panel to select our shortlist. In the second round, we'll invite artists to provide more detail about their projects and to make full applications for the awards. We designed this process to be easier and less time-consuming for everyone who applied and for those who assessed applications. The quality of applications we received this year was outstanding, and the competition was fierce. For our panels, this meant making some really tough decisions. The shortlist below shows just a fraction of the extraordinary work that disabled artists are planning to create across the UK. We shortlisted 11% of the work that we received. This year, the shortlisted work ranges from a mud wrestling dance, investigating the links between trans bodies, bogs and ancient Celtic rituals, to an aerial theatre piece weaving Black British salon culture with the complexities of disability. From a depression cookbook containing community-sourced recipes to a cross-cultural visual art exchange between England and Pakistan. You can take a look at the artists and companies in the UK Open Awards and International Open Awards shortlist on our website. What does it mean to be on our shortlist? Being shortlisted means that artists have got through to stage 2, where they'll be invited to submit a full application. At this second stage, artists will be able to provide a more detailed proposal of their idea, as well as budget. Our panel will then review each application and select the final commissions we'll be supporting. But there are also other exciting benefits to being shortlisted. Artists on our shortlist are invited to become part of the Unlimited alumni. This means they get continuing access to support from us, including showcasing opportunities, development and support grants, peer support groups, and inclusion in our artist database. How did the panelists make their selection? This shortlist represents the works that the selection panels felt best met our criteria. Unlimited aims to support work that shows quality, innovation, ambition, and is disability-led. Our criteria varied depending on the award. You can find out more about each award's criteria on our website. Our selection panels are made up of independent members. Panels are disabled-led, with Unlimited staff supporting the application process, but not voting in the selection. You can find the names of panel members on our website. We take conflicts of interest into account, so that they don't have a positive or negative effect on applications. If a panellist has a formal relationship with an applicant, they can't shortlist that application. so that the existing relationship doesn't influence the process. Some examples of conflicts of interest include: a panelist has previously funded an applicant's work. A panelist is an applicant's close friend or family member. A panelist has previously worked with or for an applicant. Diversity and the shortlist. In early November, we published a blog post reporting on the diversity of applicants to our UK and International Open Awards. As we've mentioned before, we've upped our data collection and our commitment to increase transparency to respond to initiatives such as hashtag pull up or shut up. We report on the diversity of our applicants as part of being open about what we do and how we do it. 68% of the artists and companies on the shortlist are new to Unlimited. We've never supported or shortlisted them before. 28% have received significant awards from us before, £5,000 or more. And 4% have received micro awards, up to £2,500. Our panellists chose a selection of work that represents a range of art forms. This year's shortlist is made up of 40% combined arts, 26% theatre, 15% dance, 11% visual arts, 4% film, 2% literature, and 2% other. The work categorised as other includes circus theatre. We also make sure that artists and companies are based across the UK. This year's shortlist represents the following locations: 30% in London, England, 21% in Scotland, 13% in the Midlands, England, 9% in the north of England, 9% in the southeast of England, 8% in the southwest of England, and 8% in Wales. This year, 60% of shortlisted artists defined as being LGBTQIA+. 9% preferred not to say, and 6% didn't know. And 47% of the shortlisted artists are part of the global majority. What happens now? The artists and companies on our shortlist are now invited to make a second stage full application. The deadline for this second stage is Monday, the 5th of February, 2024, at midday. The panels will then decide the final selection of commissions we're supporting. We'll announce which applicants will receive funding in March 2024. Access support is available throughout the process. Each shortlisted applicant also receives up to an hour of support and advice from our team here at Unlimited. Feedback. We ask panellists to select the work they feel best meets our criteria and not to comment on every proposal. This means we can't give feedback to unsuccessful applicants at the expression of interest stage. Each shortlisted applicant who submits a full application form will receive more detailed feedback at the next stage. Congratulations to our shortlist. Thank you to everyone who applied. And congratulations to all those who have been shortlisted. We were blown away by the absolutely fantastic quality of applications this year, with 484 submitted applications, being shortlisted was extremely competitive. We can't wait to introduce you to our dazzling shortlist of artists for the UK and International Open Awards 2023. You can find out more about the artists and their work on our website. Please note, one shortlisted company chose to step back from the commissioning award process as they no longer have capacity to deliver the work if awarded. And one artist chose not to be publicly named at this stage.